heard the news today?
The rhetoric ramps up between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the company that's now suing him, Disney. E. Jean Carroll takes the stand again in her battery and defamation suit against Donald Trump. The Democratic presidential candidates hold their last debate before the Iowa caucuses, and Congress moves closer to an impeachment trial. Hear about it, talk about it today on News Radio 600, KOGO and KOGO.com. KTAR News brings you a special series of reports. Empty seats in the classroom. The problem of chronic absenteeism in Arizona schools. What's causing so many students to miss class time? And what happens when the minimum number of instructional school days aren't completed?
WOAI, News Radio 1200. Governor Abbott orders Texas flags lowered to half-staff through Saturday to honor lives lost amid Israel war. Undocumented immigrant fatally falls from 18-wheeler in Bexar County. Texas Senate unveils bill to let parents use tax dollars to send students to private schools. Police looking for suspect who shot 15-year-old boy on the southwest side. We are WOAI.
News Radio 1200.
San Antonio.
And with that, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson wins confirmation as Justice of the Supreme Court. She'll take the bench this summer when Justice Stephen Breyer retires. Stay with us for reaction and developments. Every storyline, every angle is here. WBAL News Radio keeps you informed.
Proud Boys, including leader Enrique Tarrio, are found guilty of seditious conspiracy in the January 6th riot. Donald Trump says he'll make an appearance at the E. Jean Carroll rape and defamation trial.
Maintaining balance, seeking the whole story. This is 1310 WIBA.